And now this is a dictation for Charles Alexander, September 1752, addressed as a letter to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Mr. Alexander. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit July. Right-sided inguinal hernia repair, Dr. Pilkington, P-I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O-N. 10-day surgery without complications. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies changes in urination. No gross edema, claudication symptom, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, orthopnea, PND, no purulent material hemoptysis. Review system negative. Does have decreased hearing, which is baseline. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight bisoprolol, HCTC, lisinopril, otherwise diabetes, cholesterol management. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 193, blood pressure 130/80, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, ascites, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, November, creatinine, stable or improved, a peak of 1.6, presently 1.54. GFR 48, stage 3, normal sodium, potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Previously, relatively small kidneys, 9.4 bilateral, without obstruction. Some degree of urinary retention, 187. Incidental left-sided renal cyst, reported as benign. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Right now appears stable, not symptomatic. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, hypertension, well controlled. Next number, underlying diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, there has been no need for EPO treatment. He's not anemic. Next number, monitor potassium in the upper side. There has been no need to add phosphorus binders. Other chemistries are very stable. Come back in 6 months.